Welcome to AIM Hometown Innovations Podcast. This podcast is designed to offer insights, best practices, and innovative solutions for the challenges facing Hoosier cities and towns. Each edition will offer ideas and inspiration while showcasing the talent and commitment of Indiana's local leaders. Enjoy the program.
Hello, I'm Matt Greller with AIM, and welcome to the AIM Hometown Innovations Podcast. Today, we have a mover and shaker from Northeast Indiana. Alex Downard is working in Wabash County and with several communities in the area that we'll get into here in just a little bit. But first and foremost, Alex, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thanks so much, Matt. Appreciate the invitation.
I'm guessing not a lot of our listeners know much about you, Alex. You've got a really interesting track record so far in this part of the state, and we're interested to learn more about it. But just talk a little bit about your history and how you ended up in Northeastern Indiana, and what's cool going on right now in your world.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Matt. I grew up down in Indianapolis, and when I was in high school, my mom and I moved to the west side of Speedway area down there around Indianapolis, and then moved up to this part of the state in Wabash County, to North Manchester to attend Manchester University. And so moved up here in 2016, had an unbelievable experience at Manchester, was involved in a lot of different things at the university, worked throughout school, and played football at Manchester. And so was fortunate enough to get exposed to a variety of areas of the community and different organizations, and learned really, really quickly that I was in the right place. I always say that football was what brought me up to Manchester, but that even without football, I found the right place to go to school and found a community that I wanted to stay in when I graduated. So I fell in love with small town USA in rural Indiana. And so I studied business and political science at Manchester. And when I was getting ready to graduate, I'd done an internship in the State House and two internships in economic and community development. And my last internship when I was in school was with Grow Wabash County, which is Wabash County's countywide economic development organization. And a funny story is one of my first tasks as an intern, I remember, was to help write a proposal to hire a consultant to write us a strategic plan, right? That was back in 2019. And I remember saying to Keith Gillenwater, who was the president and CEO of Grow Wabash County at the time, and then the now president and CEO, Tennille Zartman, and then our community foundation CEO, Patty Grant, I remember saying to them that this was busy intern work, and that strategic plans got done and then they sat on a shelf, right? And I remember what they told me that day was that Wabash County had to be different. We couldn't afford for it to not implement whatever came through that planning process. And then so you fast forward, I graduate from college. I go to work in business development for a commercial construction and real estate company, Michael Kinder and Sons, kind of across the region in Northeast Indiana. Did some work down in the State House, and then had the opportunity back in August of 2022. The strategic plan had finished, and met with those same folks, and they said, "Hey, what would you think about being responsible for the implementation of that plan?" Because they held true to what they said back when they started the process, and so it was a really, really unique opportunity for me to come back to Wabash County, work with all five of our incorporated cities and towns, the county commissioners, Grow Wabash County, and our community foundation on the implementation of that strategic plan, which is what I'm doing today. And that plan was branded and called Imagine 185. And so Wabash County is county number 85. And so it's imagining one Wabash County moving forward. So really, really fortunate for Manchester University that brought me to Wabash County and have never left. So have fallen in love with this community, and I'm fortunate enough to get to work here and continue to meet all the great people across the county.
Say a really cool couple of years for you, Alex. You mentioned something. So I told you before we started recording the podcast today that my wife's family is from Manchester, North Manchester area. Believe it or not, my father-in-law is from Illinois, and played football at North Manchester, and that's why he came to the area and stayed. So I guess it happens every once in a while that a young person comes there and stays, which is what I want to talk to you about next. You know, we're in the business of helping communities build quality places to live, right? And your story is kind of what we want to hear about all over the state of Indiana, somebody coming to a community for a particular reason as a young person and then staying. You're from Indianapolis. You're from the big city, so to speak. What made you stick around in Manchester and put roots down?
Yeah, my first answer to that question, Matt, is something that I would guess that almost every county, all 92 counties, would probably tell you. But it's true here, and truly the driver for me is why I stayed in Wabash County was I felt when I came here, the people were different. There was this feeling that was different and hard to put words around. But now as I fast forward, I've gotten to meet more and more people across the county, leaders of our municipalities, of all of our cities and towns, elected officials, leaders of our community organizations, right? The community foundation, the Main Street organizations, our economic development group, leaders of our private sector industry, and just other residents. And man, the work that I get to do now working with all of them, it has held true, right? That it's only affirmed my decision back then to stay has been the people that I've gotten to meet here in our community. And so I'm really, really fortunate for that. I always say that the work that I get to do now implementing the Imagine 185 plan and the wins that we have aren't because of me or even the people that are doing the work now and involved in the work now, but it goes way back to really what I would say was the game changer and started to move the needle was when Wabash County was when the city of Wabash was selected stellar communities, a stellar community through OCRA back in 2014. I think that that was what really set a path to getting all of the people, not just in the city of Wabash, but in the county to see a better future and a bigger future. And now with the support of OCRA through stellar communities back then, really set fire to that, right? And so now you fast forward, and in 2019, a population loss study was done that showed four consecutive decades of population decline in Wabash County, right? And so that's what was really the driver to create the Imagine 185 plan was the city of Wabash can't do it alone. We've seen victories and really neat improvements through Stellar and Wabash, but to take our county forward, it's gotta be North Manchester. It's gotta be LeGros, Rowan, and LaFountain, all working together, right? One county vision. And so the fact that our leaders back in 2019 could get all of the cities and towns at the same table with the county and agree to saying, we're gonna define one comprehensive plan that defines our future and adopt that is rare, right? But what's even more rare is the fact that they've been committed to the implementation of that after the fact, because it's so easy, again, for that strategic plan to sit on a shelf and collect dust, right? And so that spirit of collaboration and thinking outside the box and being willing to go 2 feet in and do things differently than communities of our size just goes back to the people, right? The people that have been involved in this community, the philanthropy that exists, the community support that's here, it has only affirmed and reinforced my decision to stay here. And it really became evident through the work that we continue to see. And now's a fun time to be in economic and community development, right? I always say that our job, my job with all of our different leaders is to make sure we have shovel-ready projects and programs as much as ready as they can be to where all they're missing is money. Because right now, there's never been more money in economic and community development to support quality of life, quality of place, those livability projects and programs. We can all rattle off the list of all those different grant opportunities from the state, from the federal government, from private foundations like the Lilly Endowment. And all of that preparation and hard work you do is just to prepare you for these opportunities, right?
You mentioned this just a minute or two ago. We know in Indiana that we're in a race for human capital. We always talk about it in that way and bringing people to the state and population growth, because that's, you know, the jobs follow people these days, as we all know at this point. In Indiana, maybe a third of the counties or so are seeing a population increase, which is great. But a lot of that population increase is coming from other areas of the state, likely your area of the state. I know your county has seen a population decline in recent times. So maybe just talk a little bit about the specifics of Imagine 185 and what you're doing and some of the things that you have in store to try to reverse that trend a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what a lot of communities like Wabash County face that are seeing decline isn't so much that they aren't attracting new residents, right? I look at our net migration statistics through Stats Indiana in 2021 and in 2022, and we are up 185 people in terms of all the people that moved in and moved out, and then we're up 190 the next year, right? And so it seems like we're doing a really good job at the things that attract people. Our biggest challenge right now is our aging population, right? Our death rate almost doubles our birth rate still, and so we're still running a smaller deficit. So it's just doubling down, to your point, on the things that bring people to live in Wabash County, right? Younger people, younger families that are having kids, for all those reasons that we know population growth is important. But imagine 185, again, with the branding tagline, the 85, they come up with 85 action agenda items that if implemented, reverse population decline in Wabash County, right? And so in my role, kind of a special projects capacity building, there's projects and programs that I work on that I'm working with a city or a town, building capacity to sometimes communities that have 1.5 full-time staff people, right? And so building that capacity to think outside the box and work on projects in the Imagine 185 plan and help them move that forward, or work with the Main Street application for an OCR program, right? And build capacity and doing all the things that are necessary to accomplish that. And then there's projects and programs that from the Imagine 185 plan, it did a great job at kind of setting a vision for something to focus on. And then we come up with a program idea that we feel is maybe a little more outside the box, but fits Wabash County. And again, hopefully achieves that long-term goal. And so a couple of things that we're excited about and that we're in the middle of right now is one of the Imagine 185 initiatives was to create an internship program to build the workforce pipeline for our employers, right? And so you read that, you take that, and then you say, what's something we can do differently? Again, because that spirit in a small community is knowing how to do more with less, right? And so what do we do to mold that for Wabash County? And so we came up with a Wabash County Fellowship Program is what we're calling it, where we partnered with 10 Wabash County employers for a paid summer internship for incoming college juniors and seniors, right? And so that internship program is something I think a lot of communities probably have, but the outside the box piece, we hope, is the programming that wraps around that, right? What we've said that we're not going to accept any interns that have a permanent residence in Wabash County, right? So it's people that are coming into our community for the summer. Not that a population retention isn't important, but this is just an attraction effort, right? And so we select these 10 students through a competitive application process that's open right now. Those 10 students go to work for a full-time internship with our 10 employers. But then we wrap around them and really have community mentors and ambassadors that have them over for dinner to their house every week to make sure that they're supported while they're here. We have activities and programming on the weekends and throughout the week to wrap around them, professional development opportunities. And then we always say one of the most unique things about Wabash County is the natural amenities, right? We have rivers running through all of our cities and towns. And so building off of that, when it came to the housing piece, we don't have enough housing like a lot of communities for our permanent residents. So where are we going to put the interns when they're here? And so the out of the box idea was, let's put them in luxury RVs on the Wabash River, right? So they wake up every morning looking at the river, and then that's included in the program, right? So now they don't have a barrier of paying for housing. We're paying through the internship. It's a public-private partnership on a program with our employers and our cities and towns to help cover the cost of that. And it's hopefully something that, again, those students are going to be here for 12 weeks. We're going to pour into them professionally, pour into them so they see all the good things that go on in our community and that they can be involved in and the fun things to do, with the end goal of hopefully they come back here to work or to start their family, right? And working towards that population challenge and bringing more folks into the fold here. So that's a really exciting program that we're working on. Another initiative that we're in the middle of right now is what we're calling the Wabash County Small Scale Developer Program. The whole intent of that program is to train local people with the knowledge and the resources to impact real estate development at our local level, right? These programs exist all over. We looked all over and picked things to kind of tailor it to us and really came up with a three-part program of 11 training sessions and networking events of anything you need to know about small-scale real estate development in your community, right? Whether it's downtown buildings, infill development, housing rehab, those 11 training sessions walk you through what that looks like. The second piece is really project-based coaching, right? I say, hey, I just bought a house. How do I get this renovated to where I can rent it or sell it, right? Or I bought a downtown building. How do I activate the upstairs of that downtown building? And then the third piece, obviously, we know one of the biggest barriers to real estate development is capital, right? And so working with local investors to invest in some of our small-scale real estate developers that come through the program, equity investment in those projects to where our investors may not want to deal with swinging the hammer or being involved in the day-to-day, but they want to invest. Some of them are okay with an even lower return, right? Because it's impacting our community and giving more housing for their employees to live, et cetera. So those are just two programs right now that we're kind of in the middle of that we're using to help combat some of our housing shortage challenges or aging downtown building inventory, or again, expanding that workforce pipeline through the fellowship program.
Alex, I love the energy you're bringing to Wabash County, and I'm sure surrounding areas in Northeast Indiana. One last fun question for you. Who's better to work with, Kerry Mugford in North Manchester or Mayor Long in Wabash?
Oh, my gosh. This is a critical
question for our membership.
Yeah, no, that goes back, I think, to the first thing you asked me about why I stayed in Wabash County, right, is the people. And those are two of the best to work with on projects, right? I think that both of them bring different things to the table, right? Kerry's really, really good at telling me if I have an idea of a project or a program, of reining me back in and saying, hey, this is why, that's a great idea, Alex, but this is why it doesn't work when you're working with the local unit of government, right? Which I need sometimes. And Mayor Long's really, really good just with his vision that he brings to the city of Wabash. People that are familiar with Wabash or have been downtown Wabash lately, that stuff doesn't happen without leaders like Mayor Long, right, leading the way. And so those are two prime examples, and I'm not going to answer that question. I enjoy working with both of them and would like to keep that moving forward. And so, not jeopardizing that, I'm just really, really fortunate to get to work with both of them. And those are prime examples of leaders in our community that are helping move us forward.
Excellent answer. I didn't expect a real answer to that one. Alex, thanks for joining us on the Hometown Innovations Podcast. I'm sure we'll be seeing more of you in the years to come. I appreciate all the work you're doing up in Northeast Indiana.
No, thank you guys for your support and the work you do across the state. And thank you again for the invite.